At the very end of this week's Parsha, Ki Tetzeh, Torah returns and tells us about a battle that took place long ago. The battle is one which took place against a people called Amalek. This happened when the Jews left Egypt before they arrived at Sinai. Amalek attacked them, and at the time they attacked them, no reason was given. There was no motivation. We were traveling along the way. Generally, when there's a war, there's a reason for a war. You enter someone's territory. You take someone's territory. You have something which they want. But we hear the Torah doesn't tell us at all why it took place. This section is known as Parshat Zachar. It reminds us to remember and not to forget that which Amalek did to us. And it goes on to say that we were traveling and we were tired. And then there is a clause which is not really clear who it applies to. It says, V'lo yirei Elokim, and did not fear God. Now, one way of reading that verse is that you, the Jewish people, were tired and so on, and you didn't fear God. Well, that's not the way that Rashi interprets it. Rashi says, Amalek didn't fear God, which means that helps us with the motivation. Why do they attack us? They attack us because they are people who don't fear God. It doesn't always have to be a reason or motivation. We can begin to put more theology into it. Jews left Egypt, which is an incredible act of God. The splitting of the sea. The Jews are about to go to Mount Sinai. And Amalek doesn't like all of this God fanfare, and therefore doesn't fear God, and attacks us. On the other hand, this other approach, and the truth is both of these approaches are mentioned in a very early rabbinic source known as the Michilta. This other approach, that the lack of fear of God, really is talking about the Jews. What the Michilta does in order to help us understand this interpretation, it goes back a step or two. Right before the story or the episode of Amalek is introduced, and the commandment to remember what happened, there's another commandment. It talks about us being honest. It says that when you run a business, for example, or when you do any kind of barter, that your weights should be complete weights. You don't want the weights that you use when you buy something to be different from the weights that you use when you sell something. You need the same weights for both buying and selling. You need to be consistent. You need to be honest in business. Now, how in the world is this a background to the story of Amalek? Well, Amalek, of course, comes from a particular family, and the family is the family of Avram and Sarah and Yitzhak and Rivka. Amalek is a descendant of none other than Esav. And if we go back and think about where the real hatred of Esav comes towards Yaakov, there's an episode that took place. Esav was hungry. He came in from the field, and he says to Yaakov, "Will you give me something to eat?" And Yaakov then says, "Sure, but sell me your birthright." Right there we have something which we need to be very careful with. Now the truth is, in context in the Torah, Esav was very happy with that deal. But perhaps this sets for us a precedent of using business practices which we need to be careful about. It could well be that the family of Esav and later Amalek, the way that the story was told, the way the narrative was passed on, was not that Esav had detested being the firstborn, the responsibilities, and so on, but rather, you know what Yaakov did? You know how Yaakov treated me? You know what Yaakov did? You know how Yaakov does business? Which is the start of many, many discussions or accusations of Jewish business practices. They go all the way back to that episode that took place between Yaakov and Esav. Which means the Torah tells us over here that we didn't fear God. It's telling us that we need to be very, very careful. If we want to be victorious against our neighbors, we need to be people who are really honest, who are really decent, who treat one another and others with absolute fairness. Which means, in a certain sense, Rashi's interpretation that Esav, Amalek, the other side, are really bad people, is a great interpretation, one which I think resonates with us. This other voice, which actually the Ibn Ezra, commentaries of Tosfot, Horshor, and others interpreted, was one which I want to be careful not so much as blame the victim, but one is that we need to be careful, especially when going to war, to make sure that our house is in order, to make sure that we have decency. Because when we don't have decency, then we become susceptible to attacks by people like Amalek.